Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Is this Doug?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Doug. I'm calling in regards to your roundup, your inquiry about the roundup lawsuit. I spoke with your wife earlier and she told me to call you back.
Okay, sure.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. So I see that you did have an inquiry about the roundup lawsuit. This is for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And at this time, you didn't have an attorney?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate, correct?
I'm sorry, purchase what?
To participate. You wanted to see if you
Oh,
meet the
yeah.
criteria, correct?
Sure.
What was the diagnosis that you sustained after spraying Roundup?
Was a chronic lymphatic leukemia.
CLL?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. How are you doing with everything?
I'm doing okay. I had chemo treatments August of 2020 for
August.
like two times, like for
Okay.
4 months, two days for
Right
each
during
month for 4 months.
COVID.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, but you're doing a lot better, it sounds like.
So far, yes.
So far, okay. Have
It's
you
in
ever been,
remission.
yeah, have you ever been diagnosed with any other non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnoses?
No.
Okay. And then you are diagnosed between, what was your year diagnosis? You said 2020 or was it before 2020?
It was before 2020. It was probably, I'd say about, could have been,
To the best of
eight
your knowledge.
years, about 8 years ago.
So you were diagnosed about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So 2007, what does that be?
I'd say I think it was 2016 or
2016. Do you know if it was like springtime, wintertime, approximate date?
something. It was in the fall of actually, sorry, it was in the spring, maybe May of that year.
May, like if you had to pick a date, May
I'd say somewhere in the middle of the month. I
15th.
don't remember the date. Yeah, something around there.
May 15th, 2016 is when you were diagnosed, to the best of your knowledge.
Correct.
Okay. I know it was a long time ago. So these are just a series of questions I have to ask you for the attorneys. It's a lot of repetitiveness. I apologize ahead of time, but I'll try to get through it as fast as I can. Did you have any friends or family or anyone else that was exposed to Roundup that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then hold on 1 second. Okay, and then between the you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You do have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then they changed the form on me, so I apologize. I gotta go through this. Okay. How many years do you think that you were exposed or just spraying Roundup? Approximately.
Approximately, probably could be as long as 3 to 5 years.
Well, what would you say to the
Probably.
best of your knowledge? Like 5 years?
I would probably say, yeah.
Okay. And then have you been exposed to Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Yes, correct. Is this
Yes.
your cell phone or landline that I'm speaking to you on?
Phone.
Okay. Are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then chronic leukemia lymphoma was your CLL, was your diagnosis. Okay. Do you have any of these illnesses? HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
No.
Okay. Did you have any organ transplants, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Arthritis, diabetes?
I have arthritis in my knees and my shoulders.
Rheumatoid, okay. And then any cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the CLL?
No, that's it.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No.
All right. And then your first name was Douglas, right?
Correct.
Douglas?
Correct.
And then can you spell your last name for me?
It's P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Oh, Peterson.
Correct. Correct.
P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N?
No, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N, all E's.
Oh, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Correct.
Okay. Did I say it right, though? Peterson?
Yeah, it's either
spelled,
one, but I...
Yeah, it's just spelled differently than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, sir?
Male.
Okay. And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. And no suffix in your name, right? You're not a...
No.
Junior, senior. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
7/20/1961.
And what's your current age at this time?
63.
Okay. And then can you confirm your social or at least the last four for me?
Last four is 5050.
5050. All right. How did you first learn the connection between the Roundup and the cancer? Was that from the doctors, online?
I think it was online. My wife located it or found out.
Okay. And then, and that was like, when did you, what year do you think, or like approximately did you learn that? Was that after diagnosis?
It was after, yes.
You want to say, was it in 2020 or was it like before 2020?
No, it was before because I had the chemo in 2020, but it was probably 2017, I think was when I...
2017? So
yeah.
If you had to pick a date in 2017, what would you say approximately?
I'd probably say, let's see, somewhere around my birthday. So probably around July of 17, and let's say July 20th.
July 20th of 2017. Okay. And then what's your current height and weight, sir?
6'5" and 250.
You're a tall guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
6'5", 250. Okay. And then I did have this as your primary cell phone number, the 847-502-6032, right?
Correct.
Okay. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer? Morning, evening?
Probably in the
evening?
Afternoon. Evening, so yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then the phone. Okay. And then what's your current email? Is it the, actually, hold on, I think I actually have it. I closed your thing out because it was your wife's information, but I think, oh, nope, I don't have it. Just kidding. Okay. What is your current email?
It's PEDMA3, P-E-D-M-A, number 3, at sbcglobal.net.
That's so funny. My dad still uses that, sbcglobal.net.
Yeah.
Like, nobody uses that anymore. Because it became Yahoo. It can be Yahoo, right? Or it can be email or something like
I
that. Yeah.
So.
Okay,
so yeah.
It's PEDMA, the number 3, at sbcglobal.net.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for verifying that. And then what is your wife's first name?
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
All right. And then I did have her number, so we're good. All right. And then just bear with me really quick. For some reason, they made the form longer for us. I don't know why. You know, they want to make us work more.
Right.
How many times a year do you think that you were exposed or how many – How often were you spraying it? Were you spraying it like monthly, seasonally?
I'd say monthly.
Okay. And were you doing it like twice a month, once a month?
Once a month.
Once a month. And then, so 12 months out of the year.
I would say so.
Okay. So 12 months out of the year. So we'll do 12 times a year. And you were spraying Roundup for at least a year prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When do you think you started using Roundup and when you stopped?
Probably started in our first house, which was 20 some years ago, almost probably 30 years ago.
Let's see.
That would be 1994.
Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
After I was diagnosed with the leukemia.
So we'll say in 2016.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like you were diagnosed 5/15/2016. You want to say in June, you think, or before that?
I think it was probably in June is when I found out about it. Yeah.
Okay, June 1st, 2016. When in 94 do you think you started using it?
Oh, it had maybe September.
September 1st, 1994, approximately?
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Why did you stop using the Roundup? Because of your cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then how were you, and you said you were doing it monthly, how were you applying it? Was it a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hose?
A sprayer.
Okay.
Hand sprayer. Yeah.
Did you ever use any type of protective gloves or protective gear?
I did. No, I didn't actually.
Okay.
It was just a pump spray that I held,
Yeah.
Away from my...
No, I know. My dad used it too. They still sell it at Home Depot. It's crazy.
Hmm.
Residential. Okay. And then you were doing this, applying this to residential area, right? Or did you have a farm or anything like that?
No, it was residential.
Okay. And then in what state were you using the product in?
Illinois.
All right. And you said residential. You were directly exposed because you were the one spraying it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you were directly exposed every time. So approximately, do you think you were using it continuously from 1994 to 2016? Or were you using it on and off?
I'd say continuously. Where we live, it gets cold, so maybe 3 months of the year I would not use it.
Because I was going to say
9 months a year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, because I was going to say, you said you used it from 94 to 2016, approximately. And you probably, took off a little time, That's that's a big gap. But they're asking how many exposures in a lifetime. So I just kind of want to get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure all of this matches so that your file looks great. So if you sprayed it for 5 years, you probably sprayed it for more than 5 years then. But you think you continuously used it for 5 years.
Yes.
So we can keep it at 5 years. We're just going to say you maybe used it 2 years in 1994, and then you stopped and used it in, later dates. Okay.
Right.
That's okay. I just want to make sure we have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 times 12. All right. So approximately 60 exposures in your lifetime, give or take.
Yes.
Okay. Do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Benzyne or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And were you using concentrate or premix?
Did you have to mix it
with water, or did you just spray it right? Okay.
You just spray it.
Okay. Did you purchase it from a Home Depot, Lowe's? Where were you getting the product from?
I think it was Home Depot.
Okay, and that was in Illinois?
Yes.
Where in Illinois are you at? What state?
Right now we're in Round Lake, Illinois.
Okay. All right. And is it that one at 2050 North Illinois 83? Is that probably the Home Depot you went to?
It's in Volo. So I think, I forgot, Hardigan Way, maybe? That's that road.
Volo? How do you spell that? Volo?
V-O-L-O.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, Hardigan Road. Perfect. Thank you for verifying that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. All right. And then do you ever have any like pictures or credit card receipts or pictures of the product or no?
No.
Okay. So no receipts or do you have any Roundup in your possession, like in your garage or anything like that? Old bottles?
I don't believe we have any.
Okay. Do you smoke?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
American Airlines.
Oh, nice. What do you do for American Airlines?
I work at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. Like
oh, yeah.
Department,
so. Okay. That's a big airport there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you work in the at the airport, a Chicago
yeah.
O'Hare International, but you work for American Airlines.
Correct.
All right. You guys have gotten a lot of heat lately, huh?
It's been cold.
Oh no,
really
no,
cold.
I meant with all
oh.
the plane stuff. It's
oh,
crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
sad. But you know what happens, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. And you work, what do you do? What's your job title, I should say?
A senior planner.
Okay.
Yeah. Senior and then planner, two words.
Okay. All right. Did you lose any work because of your treatment or surgery or anything?
Yeah.
Related to
yeah.
your conditions? Okay.
Yeah.
Approximately, like, give or take, how long of work did you miss?
Well, chemo treatments were, so I'd say 4 weeks, 1 week a month for 4 months.
Yeah, okay. 4 months. Okay, and then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Filed for disability or worker compensation claims?
No.
Okay, and then been convicted of a felony or crime?
No.
Okay. Diagnosing physician's name, do you know who your oncologist was that diagnosed you? Or where you were diagnosed?
My regular doctor, Jeffrey I, who sent in, I guess, information, he's the
Jeffrey
one that believed I had.
I-E-Y-E. E-Y-E, okay. And he's in Elk Grove Village?
Correct.
Okay, let me get his information. He's an internalist, okay. We're going to need his info. Okay. 1 second. So that's the primary doctor that you go to. Okay,
right.
So he said in
right.
a thing because he thought something was wrong. Okay. And then
yeah.
who was the oncologist that you saw?
That's Dr. Ronald Shade, S-H-A-D-E.
And...
I think he's, what is that suburb called? Rolling Mills.
Yep, found him. All right. And so he technically was the diagnosing doctor.
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then where did he treat you at his facility?
Yes.
Okay. What was the... what was the hospital that you went to?
The treatment was done. I wasn't
okay,
in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Where was the treatment done, I should say?
It was done at Dr. Shade's office. They have
okay.
a, what do you call?
It's Northwest Oncology.
Yeah, they have like a section that's separate from the offices.
Yeah.
And that's where they do chemo treatments.
Okay, yeah, it's Northwest. Northwest Oncology and Hematology. I can't say it right, but.
Right.
And then Dr. Shade. And then when did you start that treatment, like approximately?
August of 2020.
August 1st of 2020?
No, I think it was more like around, probably around the 15th or 20th. 15th is fine.
Okay, 8, 15. Okay. They're going to pull medical records. I just want an idea again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do have medical records, though, that show your cancer and diagnosis that you could provide if needed?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put, hold on, I'm going to put his name up here too as well. So besides that, were those the only, your internalist and the oncologist, were those the only two doctors
right.
that you'd yeah. want me to put? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you did say that you had medical records. Just in your own words, you know, how has the diagnosis of the CLL impacted your life? Like, what's happened so far?
I mean, it for the up until the chemo and through the chemo, it made me tired. I'd get nauseated sometimes.
Right.
Just
fatigue,
a lot of
things
weakness, you know, and doing weakness in doing things, you know.
Okay. Motor skills, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, probably emotionally too, you know,
mm-hmm.
not knowing what's going to
sure.
happen.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that you had to go through all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you're doing better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, the blood count was, that's the trigger when the regular doctor did a routine test. And he said my white blood cell count was 20,000, which was a trigger somewhat of. It is a trigger, I guess, because it's more than normal. The average is 4,000 to 10,000.
So crazy.
So over a period of time, like over several years, 6-7 years, it's not treatable, but it's manageable.
Yeah.
But when it got to, right, so I don't have anything to do, you know, of 2020, like it started climbing higher and higher and higher. So by the time it came in July when I was tested, my white blood cell count was 248,000.
So crazy.
So with the chemo treatments of 2 days for, you know, 2 days in August, 2 in September, 2 in October, 2 in November, and then that brought the number back down. And I get checked, probably every 5 months, 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
And they do, you know, they check the blood, white blood cell levels.
Okay. Hold on. Just give me one moment. I'm going to update this and mm-hmm. put everything that you just said. Okay. Okay. All right. So you went through the chemo, did you go through stem cell, chemo, immunotherapy, pain management, radiation, surgery?
I don't know the best way. It's an IV drip.
Okay.
Yeah. Drips, I don't know what they call that.
Targeted therapy. I forget. And then they do like pain management and they do
right.
like all that. Yeah.
And part of the treatment in the beginning, at least the first couple of months, the body tries to fight it, so to speak. So the
well,
body
yeah.
feels like I'm having a seizure. My body starts shaking. So then they have to give me Benadryl and something else.
Oh, like you're almost like down. You're having like an allergic reaction almost.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have my girlfriend, she's just got diagnosed with pancreatic bile cancer, but it's in her pancreas.
And
it's just my heart goes out for her. You know, it's like, basically you got to put that chemo in your body to kill everything. And it's like your body's fighting
mm-hmm.
to stay alive, you know,
right.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wish it on your worst enemy. And, you know, again, you know, that's why we're doing what we're doing. We want to make sure that these manufacturers are held responsible for not informing, you know, people like yourself and other civilians that, you know, the chemicals in their
yeah.
products were harmless or were
right.
harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your current address, Doug?
34270 North Bluestem Road in
North
Round Lake,
Blue.
Illinois. North Bluestem. It's one word, blue and stem together. B-L-U-E-S-T-E-M.
Uh-huh. Okay. In Round Lake.
Correct.
Okay.
60073 is the zip code.
Perfect. So I have 34270 Bluestem Road, Round Lake, Lake County, Illinois, 60073.
Correct.
Okay. So they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. I can go ahead and just put Mary if you like me to.
Sure.
Completely up to you. Okay. I'm just going to put her contact information. And it's M-A-R-Y and then P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Correct.
Okay. That last name, it's going to trick me. I know it. I'm going to make sure all your spelling's right here. I'm sure that happens a lot. Let's see. Okay.
So is this just updating the person, personnel sheet or something?
Basically, yeah. So this is your intake. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is like your outline for your claim to start. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that we can verify all the information. And then mm-hmm. what's going to happen is I'm going to go over all this with you. We're almost finished. You do give me permission to contact your wife if needed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, was there any additional notes that you wanted me to add besides, I put Jeffrey I, your internalist, I put his information mm-hmm. just in case, but was there any like other notes you want me to add to the case?
No, I think that's about all of it.
Okay. Yeah, and again, when you speak with the attorneys, if there's anything you want to add, don't mm-hmm. hesitate to tell them as well. So basically what's going to happen, just so that you know what to expect, while they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize the claim. So basically, they'll be mm-hmm. calling you in the next couple hours. Basically, it's from the Q&A department. Mm-hmm. Usually, they call you within 24 to 48 hours. They're just going to go over possibly some of the same questions I've asked you, and that's completely normal. It's part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's just how these claims work. They may need you to sign some additional forms in the forms that I'm going to send you, like a medical release or anything to help support the claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and sign it as soon as possible and get it back to them to keep everything moving slowly or smoothly. Mm-hmm. And then since this is a mass tort law lawsuit, these extra steps are the standard practice. Okay. So I just want you to be fully prepared. Okay.
Okay.
And you can confirm that you'll be able to speak with them within the next 24 to 48 hours, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory, very easy. Let me go ahead and just verify something with you really quick before I send those over. Just to reiterate, you are filing a claim, sir, on behalf of yourself. Douglas, you were diagnosed with CLL, leukemia, after using Roundup spray. You did not have an attorney at this time, and you received your date of diagnosis approximately 5/15/2016, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you answered all those. Okay, so I have your first name is D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
Correct.
Last name is P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Yes, correct.
Okay. The last four of your social is 5050. I have your date of birth as 7/20/1961. And your current age is 63.
Correct.
Okay. We just confirmed all your email, your phone number. Mary, M-A-R-Y, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N. Have all that. Approximately started using Roundup 9/1/1994 to 6/1/2016. I'm gonna send you a text message right now because they're gonna ask mm-hmm. you that. They're gonna ask you that question mm-hmm. just so that you have a idea that what we said, because it's the best of your knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to say something and then they go, oh, that's not what you told her.
Mm-hmm.
Starting 19 and then stopped. Hold on. 6/1/2016. Used for approximately, we said 5 years throughout that time.
Correct.
All right. I text it to you so you won't forget. And
okay.
Then, yeah. Just so that you know. And then 60 exposures. Because those are the kind of things they look for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I just, yeah, question mark, that's me. Okay, so starting.
Oh.
Yeah, so then you know. Yeah. So I text it to you. Okay. So I got all your information. I think everything looks right. Northwest Oncology, we have Dr. Ronald Shade, and then current address. Okay. So the system is generating your documents right now. Give it 1 second. For it to generate. And then basically, I'm sending them via text and through the email, but it's easier for you to open it via text.
Okay. Hold on.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I don't know why this isn't. See if it does it like this. Hold on, we're having issues with our forms today, so I apologize. I'm going to have to put you on a hold for a second. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't know why this form has been like this all morning. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I have to, I apologize, we're having technical issues today. I just have to fix your form really quick, so it's just going to take me a minute. I can keep you on the line, or I can call you back in about 10 minutes if you like.
Just call me back in 10 minutes.
I'll call you back in 10 minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and send the documents, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
I apologize.
Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.